White House calls Fox News host disgusting after saying Jill Biden failed America. By Jacob Bliss on August 23, 2021. The press secretary for First Lady Jill Biden called Rachel Campos Duffy, a Fox News host and former Representative Sean Duffy's R.Y. wife, disgusting after the host said Jill failed the country. Campos Duffy, over the weekend while hosting Fox News's Fox and Friends, said that Jill failed the United States by letting mentally frail Joe Biden, her husband, run for president. Some can wonder who are the people responsible for putting someone, Joe, this incompetent and frankly this, you know, mentally frail, in this position. I mean, that's... Yes, of course, the media and many people are saying, and you had some people on your show this week that were suggesting it was Susan Rice, and Obama, and maybe Valerie Jarrett. I'm sorry, as a political spouse, I can't help but look at Jill Biden. No one knew better his state of mind than Jill, Dr. Jill Biden. And if you ask me, the most patriotic thing Jill Biden could have done was to tell her husband, to love her husband and not let him run in this mental state that he's in. I think she failed the country as well. The Fox News host's monologue sounds like she also attempted to blame Jill for Joe's botched Afghanistan withdrawal, which has left thousands of Americans trapped in the country, now conquered by Taliban terrorists. When you look at what's hurting America, when you look at this lack of leadership, and you wonder who is responsible for putting someone this incompetent and frankly this mentally frail in this position. Michael LaRosa, the press secretary, in a tweeted, "This is disgusting of Campos Duffy to say something along those lines, and that Fox News should know better and can do better, and their views deserve better. I hope they'll apologize to the First Lady and leave this kind of talk in the trash, where it belongs," LaRosa added. A CBS News/YouGov poll released over the weekend showed that 51% of Americans no longer believe Joe is competent in his role as commander-in-chief. The poll was conducted after the fall of Kabul, Afghanistan. Now, Taliban terrorists control most of the country. Follow Jacob Bliss on Twitter @JacobBliss.